The text for our devotion this morning is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And we pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. This morning I have a riddle for you. What do the television series Cheers, Friends, and Big Bang Theory have in common? And to help you out, you can even go back further and throw in Happy Days. These are all television programs from the 1970s, even through last year. And I think what you could say they all have in common is that they all involve a group of people who have come together and gotten to know one another and have basically become close-knit in forming relationships with each other. In short, we could say these people have bonded. And isn't that our human nature? We have been created by God to be social beings. We thrive when we feel surrounded by others. We want people to support us. We want people to understand us, to like us, love us, or at least appreciate us for who we are. Support us from people like family, friends, co-workers, classmates. I just read an example recently in the newspaper to illustrate this point. True story. There was a fugitive on the run in Wisconsin. He skipped out on his trial date. Instead, he holed himself up literally by building himself an underground bunker. And he went 3 years without talking to anyone. Finally, when a farmer came across his holdup and reported him to the cops, the story goes he was actually happy when he got arrested because he finally could talk to somebody. Humans strive for bonding. I'm guessing for the most part, for many, that sense of belonging is something that we feel and experience. But I'm also guessing that, at least for many of us, at different times in life, we maybe haven't experienced that. Maybe we felt on the outside. That's true in my life. I can tell you when I was a grade schooler and it was time for recess kickball, I was not picked high on the order for either team. I've been cut from teams. I've been rejected by a girl multiple times. When I've been in foreign countries, I felt isolated. I had no one to talk to. So you may feel these times as well. I'm guessing feelings of belonging may be true, of not belonging, may be true for some of you right now as you're trying to figure out, how do I fit in on this new campus family? And if you're feeling that right now, know that the faculty and the staff and the students here at Bethany are really working hard to help you find your way, to help you find that sense of belonging, to be a part of our campus family, to put the services in place that you need, to provide you opportunities to get connected, whether it be in an academic major or different extracurricular activities. We really do want that to happen. And that's why we have things like the Best Week Ever activities. I also realize for some, the sense of not feeling belonging is a real issue. According to research on today's generation of students that we now call Gen Z, This feeling of not belonging has statistically grown in the last decade or so. And the way it's manifesting itself are in issues such as depression and anxiety. It's speculated even that perhaps these feelings are exacerbated, in part maybe due to technology. Maybe it's just simply the fact that we're a little more isolated today because we can do everything via our phones and we don't really have to have human connection. Maybe it's the idea that when we post stuff on social media, we can make our rather boring routine lives look pretty impressive. We post things like who we're with, what we're eating, where we are. And when other people see that, they say, wow, my life isn't quite that great. Maybe I don't belong. On a spiritual level, by nature, all of us have a bigger rejection that we face each day. By nature, we deserve to be outcasts from our Almighty God. You see, all of us have missed the mark on God's requirement of perfection. The Bible says clearly, be perfect. And when you look at any of us or me, we're not. Instead, by nature, we deserve to be separated from God eternally. And that means that we deserve the punishment from that separation from God, eternal death in hell. Talk about not fitting in. We don't fit in by nature with God. But the Bible clearly teaches, and at Bethany we also focus on this truth, that there's good news. Our Almighty God loves us so much that he already had a plan in place to restore that relationship with him. So what our God did is he sent his one and only son, Jesus, to take our place, to be the perfect life, to live the perfect life that we can't live, and then to take our place in suffering the punishment for the sins that we committed and deserve the punishment for. By believing in the work of God's Son, Jesus, we, instead of being separated from God, can enjoy, by faith, the gift of complete belonging to our Heavenly Father. How do you know that that's true? Well, you only have to look as far as the text of our verses this morning in 1 Peter chapter 2. Those are some impressive words of comfort. We know that the Bible is true, and so the words in our text are true. Imperfect sinners, take a look at those words again in 1 Peter chapter 2. Know them, believe them, and take them to heart every day. God tells us in Christ, you are chosen. You are royalty. You are perfect in God's sight because of his son Jesus. You belong. You are his people. You have his mercy. Wouldn't those phrases be perfect words to put on banners as you would drive into the Bethany campus and see those? You're chosen. You belong. You're perfect. You're his people. You have his mercy. What a reminder and what a comfort that is of God's relationship with us through Christ. The truth of the matter is that in Christ, we are God's people because he chose us. He sees us through the work of his son, Jesus. My dear colleagues and friends, it is true. You and I someday will have the opportunity to do what it says in 1 Peter 2, to declare the praises of our Almighty God because that relationship with him has been restored. At Bethany, we call that good news of this message that we belong to God through Christ. We refer to it in the same way that Jesus did when he talked about it with the two sisters, Mary and Martha, in the town of Bethany. We call that essential message the one thing needful. It is the focus, the goal, and the prayer of everyone who serves students here at Bethany, that all of us, all of you as students, find your way and fit in, yes, academically. We want you to have the knowledge, the understanding, and the skills that you need for a productive and fulfilling life using the God-given gifts and talents that He's given you. But most importantly, we want you to be assured spiritually that by faith in Jesus, you belong. You belong to your Heavenly Father. He loves you, He cares for you, and He wants you with Him forever in heaven. May that always remain our focus.